Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're covering a piece that will make a few business owners quite uncomfortable. It's called One-Person AI Teams Are Here: What Zuckerberg's Prediction Means for Your Business by Brett Allegre Wood.
And rightly so, because Zuckerberg isn't just predicting this, he's already acting on it.
That's what caught my attention. Meta is cutting nearly 16,000 jobs, not because the business is struggling, because one talented person with AI can now do what used to need a whole team.
And that's straight from Zuckerberg himself. The quote in the article is, "Projects that used to require big teams can now be accomplished by a single very talented person." That's not hedged at all.
It isn't. And Brett's point is that this is not Silicon Valley hype. Sam Altman, the CEO of OpenAI, is saying exactly the same thing. He's on record talking about a future where a company could be run by 1 to 5 people.
Right, but I know what a lot of business owners will be thinking. That's a tech thing. We manage real teams, real clients, real sites. Our world is different.
Which is why Brett brings in the Australian examples. Atlassian cut 1,600 jobs, not because the business is failing, but because it's succeeding with AI and reallocating resources. WiseTech announced plans to cut roughly 1/3 of its global workforce, around 2,000 people, as it shifts to an AI-first model. Afterpay followed a similar path.
So it's not isolated. These are some of Australia's most profitable technology companies, all moving in the same direction at the same time.
Brett's argument is that this is structural, not cyclical. It's not a downturn response. The companies doing this are growing.
That's actually the more unsettling version of the story. If it were a recession move, you could wait it out. This is a permanent shift in how businesses get built.
Exactly. And that's where the Morgan Stanley research Brett cites gets interesting. They identified 3 career paths that are actually growing through all of this.
What are they?
First, skilled trades. The data centers powering the AI build-out need electricians, engineers, and construction workers. And that demand keeps growing as the AI arms race accelerates. Second, AI trainers. People with deep domain expertise who can teach models what they need to know. Not a coding role, a role for experienced practitioners who understand their industry inside out.
So a seasoned operations manager or an experienced property professional could be genuinely valuable in that kind of capacity.
That's the idea. And the third one, which Brett calls the most strategically significant, is the AI orchestrator.
That term gets thrown around a lot. What does it actually mean day to day?
An AI orchestrator manages a team of AI agents rather than a team of people. The shift is from doing to directing, setting goals, evaluating outputs, course correcting. Brett describes it as the conductor role, not the instrument role.
So instead of pulling the weekly reports together yourself, you're the person telling the AI what to find, reviewing what it produces, and deciding what to do with it.
Exactly. And for your best people, the ones who genuinely understand your customers and your industry, this is the highest leverage position available right now. That's how one person can augment their output to the level of a whole team.
But here's the question I'd push on. Look at your org chart honestly. How many roles are mostly about managing information and coordinating tasks rather than genuine judgment work?
That's the audit Brett asks owners to run. He says the roles that are durable are those requiring genuine judgment, deep customer relationships, and the ability to direct AI toward a specific outcome. The majority of middle management and administrative functions in most organizations don't meet that bar.
I don't think that's an exaggeration. I've watched talented people spend most of their week on coordination and then wonder why the actual output feels thin.
Right. And Brett is clear that this isn't about mass redundancy. It's transformation. Your best people are probably spending the bulk of their week on low-value admin. The goal is to strip that layer away and rebuild their roles around what they genuinely bring.
So, what's your one thing for this week?
For me, it's the single workflow test. Pick one repeatable internal process, run it through an AI tool, and measure the time and quality difference against the manual baseline. Don't plan it. Do it.
Mine is the org chart audit. Go through it and mark every role that is primarily about managing information or coordinating tasks. Most business owners haven't done that exercise honestly. The list is usually a surprise. The full article is at anabu.ai.
And if you want this working inside your own business, you can book a free AI audit there too. See you next time.